Hi, my name is Ruth Chan, and I am an author and an illustrator. And I have made a middle grade graphic memoir called Uprooted. And Uprooted is a graphic novel that tells the story of myself when I was 13, when I moved from Canada, where I grew up, to Hong Kong, where I had only been once and didn't know anything about, including the language or the food. So this story has been percolating in my head for, I think, 7 years. And it started off with the idea of telling the story of my father's birth, which is in Uprooted. And very quickly, he was born while on the run during the Sino-Japanese War, and he was born in a manger. And growing up, my grandmother would tell my cousins and me this story over and over again, and it kind of became like a family legend, and sort of the values that she made sure we heard in that story still ring true to me, and those are courage and perseverance and patience. And so when I was thinking of making a graphic novel, I was thinking about the story, and then I was thinking about my own life, and I realized, oh, there are actually a lot of parallels in my move, my being uprooted from Canada to Hong Kong, being similar to my father and his family being uprooted from their home and having to, run away essentially to safety. Obviously, very different stories, but again, those values of courage and perseverance and patience seemed not just relevant to me at that time, but relevant to kids now. And I also wanted to tell this story because it's kind of an interesting, quote unquote, reverse immigration story. We have a lot of books about people coming to North America, but we don't have too many stories of them going the other way around, going back to a country where their parents came from. So I thought that'd be interesting too. I would love everyone to know that this book does touch on real life things, but is also really funny. And so you're going to laugh a lot. And there's a lot of silly moments in it. So it's enjoyable in that way too. Okay, so I am choosing a scene from the book where Ruth, me, and my parents land in Hong Kong. And so it starts off with us in a plane, and I'm looking out the window and I see mountains and a bunch of oceans. And then as the plane approaches the airport, I see more and more buildings and more people and more cars, and it gets increasingly chaotic and close. And there's a point where the plane looks like it's gonna crash into the buildings because it's so close. And I say, oh my God, we're gonna hit a building. But of course we don't. And we land safely. And then there's a couple panels in the airport where it's just filled with people, and people are speaking Cantonese, and I'm looking very bewildered. And then we kind of transition to us taking a taxi to our new apartment. And that's when the spreads and the panels really open up to these full page images. And these full page spreads are of different parts of the city. You can see our little taxi in it with big skyscrapers. You see our taxi going up a hill along a bunch of mountains with more skyscrapers on them. And then we see our taxi approaching our new apartment building. And I wanted to make things look very crowded because that's how Hong Kong is. And then I wanted to include these big spreads of the buildings so that the readers can get the feeling that I felt back then, which was really like, whoa, like Hong Kong is kind of like nuts looking. It's full of these tall buildings and mountains and oceans and people. And I wanted to make sure that that was depicted right from the get-go in the book.